From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The newest offering from Feeding Minds Press focuses on growing a summer favorite. Chad Smith has details.
The latest publication from Feeding Minds Press, the publishing arm of the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture, is I Love Blueberries, a children's book written by Shannon Anderson. Anderson says the book is a sequel to the award-winning I Love Strawberries.
I Love Blueberries picks up where I Love Strawberries left off. Joe Lee, our enthusiastic little gardener, at the end of the Strawberries book, after finally convincing her parents she should be able to grow her own strawberries, her mom takes her to a blueberry farm. And then we kind of have this repeat where she says, oh, I love blueberries. And so this is all about her now exploring how to grow blueberries.
She says the book will teach kids they can learn a lot by growing their own food.
It teaches them science and math and nutrition, how hard work pays off and problem solving. I mean, there are just so many great things. And of course, food's pretty important as far as we can't live without it. So I think it's good for kids to have an interest and to know where their food comes from.
Anderson says the featured crop is not the only change from I Love Strawberries.
Instead, I decided that what I could do is feature a different form of farming. And so in this book, she's exploring hydroponics. Kids are going to see Jolie and her new friend Margot working together to figure out a way that they can do a do-it-yourself hydroponics bucket farm in their classroom. I hope that kids will see that there are so many cool ways that you can grow your own food.
To learn more or order the book, visit feedmindspress.com. Chad Smith, Washington.
Resolutions Committee and Agricultural Reporting Awards. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Kansas Farm Bureau's Resolution Committee met on April 9th to begin the grassroots policy development process. Members reviewed national and state legislative issues, discussed outcomes from American Farm Bureau Federation's policy session, and reviewed issue surfacing reports, including recommendations from Kansas Farm Bureau's Ag Advisory Committees. The committee also heard a presentation on ensuring drone spraying from Farm Bureau Financial Services. This meeting sets the committee's plan of work for the year. They will meet again in August for more education and to continue the policy review. Kansas Farm Bureau is now accepting entries for its annual Agricultural Reporting Awards, recognizing the important contributions of print and broadcast journalists in portraying the narratives of Kansas farmers and ranchers. To be eligible, journalists must cover agriculture in Kansas, be published or aired with Byline or credit in a professional capacity between June 1st, 2024 and May 31st of 2025. For full details and to enter by June 13th, go to kfb.org. Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Greg Deering.
The ubiquitous image of a farm includes a red barn. And aside from the color, a barn also conjures up a specific shape, a sturdy, square structure with a gable or gambrel roof. That's what the barn on my grandparents' ranch looked like growing up. But for a brief period in the early 20th century, a subset of barns were not traditional in any sense. They were round or nearly round. Fewer than 1,400 round barns are estimated to have been built around the turn of the last century, mostly in the Midwest. Roundish barns reached Kansas in the early 1880s when two octagonal barns were built in Shawnee County. The majority of the 41 round or roundish barns in Kansas were built in the early 1900s. Local influence appears to have played a key role in the construction of the circular structures. If you lived in an area where one irregular barn was built, there's likely to be another nearby. That's how Marshall County became home to three circular barns in less than a decade. The most recent estimate shows there are 24 of the round structures still standing in Kansas. Some are being preserved by owners on working farms and ranches. Others have found new life as event venues, while others are being worn away by Kansas weather.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.